Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jason Leisure is here, and while he's here, we wanted to pick his Bears brain, and you brought up something in our meeting that I thought was interesting, and it's one of my favorite things to watch when I'm talking about NFL teams. It's the concept of my guy, not my guy, where the general manager might have a guy that's not necessarily the coach's guy, or the coach may have a guy that's not necessarily the general manager's guy. When it comes to my guy, not my guy with the Bears this year, is there a chance that there could be a couple of people that don't find their way to this roster that maybe thought they had a roster spot sewed up?
I don't think there's going to be anybody significant that just doesn't make the roster. That'd be pretty surprising. But there are lesser reductions that can happen. You could get your playing time or your targets or something like that cut into if you're not the coach's guy. What happens a lot of times, you see this in the NFL a lot, is you see a GM who drafted somebody has trouble admitting an error. Ryan Poles has had kind of a mixed track record on some of that. But if it's your guy that you brought in, it's very hard to ever see straight that this is not the guy. The Bears, the cure for that in this case, Lawrence, is you hire Ben Johnson. And Ben Johnson has at least 51% say, I feel like, right now. So tie goes to Ben Johnson.
I would hope.
You are bringing in, and there's not even anything controversial or wrong with that. Ryan Poles needs Ben Johnson to succeed for Ryan Poles to succeed. So Ryan Poles would be wise to kind of let it tip in Ben Johnson's favor on decisions, because Ben Johnson needs the guys he needs to make Ryan Poles also a winner. I think bringing in Ben Johnson is fresh eyes and a reset perspective on these guys that you brought in or that you extended or that you think are part of the core. And when you ask right away, you know, who are guys that Ryan Poles is really sold on that maybe Ben Johnson isn't? Well, they just drafted a tight end in the first round.
Yeah.
And they just drafted a wide receiver in the second round.
And a wide receiver in the second round that had first round grades too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't like, hey, let's just go get a wide receiver. This is a wide receiver that a lot of people thought would be a first-round pick. And that puts pressure on everyone who's there in the building.
Now, both these guys are not going to be automatic instant contributors. So I don't think anything happens now. It's more, to me, what happens if things aren't going real well and a good offer comes across your desk at the trade deadline, or what happens after the season when Cole Kmet's contract, for example, is pretty easy to get out of after the 2025 season. You know, in the case of Kmet, tight end with Colston Loveland, I mean, that's the second hardest position to learn in the NFL after quarterback. That is a really, do you agree with that or no? Or is it, I mean, it's up there at least.
I think I would go quarterback, center, tight end.
Okay, so pretty close. We're splitting hairs. I mean, that is a hard position to come in and be really good as a rookie. It's very fortunate for Ben Johnson, whatever maybe concerns he has about Cole Kmet. That's a pretty good safety net while you teach Colston Loveland what to do. Similar story with DJ Moore. And I don't know yet whether there isn't necessarily a clear indication from Ben Johnson that he doesn't think as highly of DJ Moore as Ryan Poles does, who traded for him and extended him on a huge contract. You know, DJ Moore might not be what Ben Johnson thinks of as a number one wide receiver, having had Amon-Ra St. Brown in Detroit.
It'll be interesting to see how all of this goes, for sure. On like even I'm not as fascinated with Kyle Manungai as everyone else is.
Seventh round pick.
That's what I keep trying to tell folks, is that even though they drafted a running back, I wouldn't be shocked if he got cut. Yeah. Just because
seventh round picks get cut.
They get cut. And that doesn't mean that he won't get re-signed, but seventh round picks get cut. And there are also other cuts that go on in the NFL where they might go, oh, that guy that just got cut from New England would be a really good fit for what we do. That'll be how we fill that roster spot behind DeAndre Swift.
Or unnamed UDFA outperforms him in camp. Who knows?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like all of that stuff. The other thing that you brought up there I want to spend some time on before we move on and talk with Spiegs in the next segment. Have you thought about what is acceptable for the Bears in the 2025 season?
I have, and it's really hard to come up with an answer because if you look at last year, for example, this is similar in some ways to last year. Last year, you saw a roster that had been, 80 to 90% of the way built out to win now, you thought, on paper, on the depth chart, the talent that was in place. And you had a very talented quarterback coming in, but he's a rookie. And even in the best case scenario with Caleb Williams, you're thinking there's going to be some pretty choppy parts. Well, it's probably going to be that way with Ben Johnson. He's a rookie head coach. I know he's the guy that everybody has wanted in the league for the last 3 years. And the entire league would tell you, Lawrence, this guy is going to be a really good head coach. But he has never been the head coach in an NFL game. It's very rare to just walk in and have everything go perfectly from day one. He did see it pretty much here in 2018 with Matt Nagy. I mean, Matt Nagy walked in with, I don't know if people remember or realize in hindsight, that was one of the really elite defenses of the era for the NFL. That was a championship-level defense in 2018, 2019 for sure, and maybe even still contender-level defense in 2020. But 2018 and 19, that's a Super Bowl championship defense, no doubt. They didn't get there. They didn't do that much with that. They went 8-8 one of those seasons. But that is quite a luxury to walk in with.
When I look at Caleb Williams and kind of where he, I think that he's in a really interesting space and a lot of pressure, a ton. And the Seth Wickersham stuff, I think, adds a little bit to people who don't want him to succeed. And I think there are a lot of those.
Chicago, you think?
No. I think most, and look.
I think this guy's beloved here.
I agree with you. I do think that there are still people that have been, that want to be right about his draft profile. And I'm sure you dealt with a lot of those people. I know I dealt with a lot of people. Folks that I've talked to in NFL or college ball that were all like, hey, you should know this about Caleb Williams. Hey, you should know this about him. Most of the people that I talked to were pretty fair and even-handed. There were some people who were not. And so when the Wickersham piece came out, I was not surprised at how many people seemed to take a little bit of delight in the fact that there was going to be some more pressure on Caleb Williams going into this season.
It does raise the pressure on him, and it is interesting and telling, and it is the first piece of bad PR for him as a Bear. However, you know, if you look at this, and this is, you know, I guess I'm kind of repeating what he said, but this is a guy who had concerns about a team that was cause for concern with quarterbacks. And in the end, decided to not do an Eli Manning power play and trusted them and came to the Bears. So it's okay to have some apprehension and some concerns. You don't usually expect I shouldn't even say it like that, because it's not like this is something that blindsided him. You don't usually make the mistake of choosing to have all of your pre-decision internal thoughts aired out publicly. Huge mistake.
I agree on that, but I also think that anyone who had anything to do with the Bears completely understood his trepidation. But you're right. What's different and unique about this is almost no one would have the athlete themselves say it. Usually it's other people saying it for him. And in the case of Carl Williams, he said a lot too. But Caleb giving voice to it, again, allowed the people that want to be right about, well, he's a diva and he just wants everything to work his way. I like that he now has a coach, and I mean this in the most altruistic way, will challenge him. My experience, and I get that this is one of the things where I'm a little biased.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
My experience with students who are the same age as Caleb is, and with this particular generation, they do like to be challenged. They want to know why. Like, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Why are you asking me to do this? And then you go, well, this is going to build this. And then that's going to build that. And by the end of it, you're going to have this as a final product. And they go, oh, okay, cool. And then, again, my experience, they run 100 miles an hour towards it. And I think Caleb is probably wired similarly. I'm already pretty good at this. Why do I need to go back to this thing? Why do I have to go back to learning how to take the snap from under center and reversing out? Well, you need to do that because that's a big part of our offense. And because we use play action a lot, it's going to open up windows and avenues for you to make throws down the field. You're going to freeze linebackers. And the more productive we can be, the better you are at the fake is going to make our offense better. And then Caleb is clearly gone, oh, got it. And now he's spent time this offseason doing all of that work. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he manages this. And I like that it's Ben Johnson with him. Because I really think that this is one of those things where it's a really good challenge for someone. And the hope is that it makes him better.
Yeah. And Caleb says he wants to be coached hard. So prove it, bud. Let's see that you really embrace being coached hard. And you want, which the Bears have, it's hard for me to even think of a recent time where this has been the case. You want that coach-quarterback connection like Sean McVay and Matt Stafford do, like they have. You want like John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, where there's just this complete same wavelength between your head coach and your quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's going to take some time for new coach Ben Johnson and second-year quarterback Caleb Williams to get there. But, you know, I have found most of the pre-draft preconception of Caleb Williams to have been debunked by being around him, talking to people, seeing his around the organization, seeing his work. I don't see this guy as a guy who thinks he's got it all figured out. I think that there's reason to believe him when he says he wants to be coached hard. And Ryan Poles has made this point, and he was making this, Ryan Poles was making this point as far as how he talks to players, like maybe Cole Kmet or DJ Moore. I think Ryan Poles needs to be saying the same thing to himself, and Caleb Williams needs to be saying this to himself. There is nothing, Lawrence, to be precious about right now. There is nothing to hold on to and say, well, I've always done it this way, or we've always done it this way. Or if you're Ryan Poles, well, I think these guys are good. You've won 15 games the last 3 years. Is that a rookie season that Caleb Williams thinks is reflective of what he can do? Is he really proud of that? I mean, there's some good parts to that rookie season. Is that where he wanted to end up? I don't think so. And it's not all on Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron and that offensive line. There's some on holding the ball too long and you know, not being decisive enough in the pocket and trying to play like when you're at USC, where you have all the time in the world and you have wide receivers that are better, just head and shoulders better than every DB they go against. It's not like that in the NFL ever. No matter who you're playing against, it's not like that. So there's a lot. There is nothing that anybody can hold tightly to and say, well, I don't want to change because my ways worked so well. Not Ryan Poles, not Caleb Williams, not really anybody else on that roster.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.